The Last Judgment by Ian Pearce. Author's note. Some of the pictures and buildings mentioned in this book exist, others are invented, and all the characters are imaginary. There is an Italian art squad in a building in central Rome, but I have arbitrarily shifted its affiliation from the Carabinieri to the Polizia, to emphasize that mine has no relation to the original. Chapter 1. Jonathan Argyle stared transfixed at the scene of violence that suddenly presented itself as he turned around. The dying man, tormented by agony but bearing the pain with fortitude, lay back in a chair. On the floor beside him was a phial that had dropped from his hand. It took little intelligence to realize it had contained poison. The skin was pale, and his hand, clenched into a fist, hung down loosely towards the ground. To the left was a group of onlookers, friends and admirers, variously weeping, angry, or merely shocked at the sight. It was the face, though, that grabbed the attention. The eyes were open and glazed, but it had dignity and tranquillity. It was the face of a martyr who died knowing that others would mourn him. Death would not end his renown, but merely extend and complete it. "Nice, eh?" came the voice at his side. "Oh, yes, very." He squinted in a professional fashion. Death of Socrates, at a rough guess, complete with disciples in attendance, just after the old buffer has been sentenced to death for corrupting youth and drinks the hemlock. Not bad stuff, on the whole, but liable to be expensive. French school about 1780 or thereabouts, and much more pricey bought in Paris than elsewhere. The thought, as so often, dampened his ardour. He looked again, and reassured himself that maybe it wasn't so desirable after all.